You came back.
Ah, I'm glad you did. This is the Odd Blog Podcast once again. And once again, it's me yammering about peanuts and peanuts-related things. But, well, I'm going to end up making it about me once again, which always feels a little weird. But if I'm not bringing myself to this, who will? Now, there are many people in this world who will gladly offer you some career advice. Most of them, if you look at their career, the best advice they have to offer is, don't do whatever the heck I did. But then you hear from some folks who succeeded, and some of them say, if you work hard enough, you'll always get where you want. And they think it's true because they worked hard and they succeeded. But they don't see the many folks who tried real hard and whatever breaks might come didn't go their way. In statistics, we call that sampling bias. Me, I'm semi-successful. And what I tell people is that you can try real hard and still not succeed. But if you don't try, you almost certainly won't. Charlie Brown had career advice to give out as well. In fact, as I've talked about before, there's a whole series of film strips called Charlie Brown's Career Education Program. If you listened to the first episode of this podcast, and that was a full year ago, you might remember me talking about that. That was the episode I did about Dolores, the Latina Peanuts character, who was created solely for the film strips and never appeared in the newspaper strip or the animated specials or the movies. If you haven't heard that one, go back and get it. It's still one of my favorite episodes, which is kind of sad if you think about it. That means that despite all his effort, I still haven't gotten better over the past year. Now, one of the film strips in that series is called It's Your Hobby, Charlie Brown, and it's one that I think about this time of year. You see, in that film strip, Franklin introduces Charlie Brown to a new hobby, rock collecting, which creates a great alternative explanation for the trick-or-treating scenes in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Maybe people who are giving Charlie Brown rocks for Halloween know that he's a rock collector. They're trying to be really nice to him. That makes sense, right? Right? But the point of the film strip is that whatever you do as a hobby may end up being something that you can do as a job. As a rock collector might become a mineralogist, say. And that does have a lot of resonance in my life, which again may be sampling error. I run with a creative crew. I like to say that the sort of people that I hang out with, when they were kids, their parents would tell them, stop blanking and do your homework. And whatever blanking was, that's what they do for a living now. They write stories. They draw. I know a guy who teaches film studies. Want to bet he spent his youth watching movies? Probably. And there is some validity to it. But I live down the road from strawberry farms where batches of migrant workers pick strawberries. I doubt those folks chose to sneak out and pick fruit when they were kids. Their parents were more likely to command them to do so than to complain about them doing so. I'm glad the strawberries are getting picked. I like strawberries. But I cannot assume that this vocation is fulfilling anyone's dreams. But that advice in Charlie Brown's career education program would have been good advice for me because it was how at least part of my life went. I started programming computers when I was 13. It was fun for me, and I ended up being a professional programmer for a number of years. I read comic books, made up stories, and I ended up writing comic books. But I couldn't guess how much liking to read Peanuts would turn into, well, not a whole career in itself, but at least a significant part of one. Even when it went from being habit to hobby, when I started making lists of the books that existed and sharing them on the internet, I had no intention that it turn into a business. And even when I started doing a little business around it, building a web catalog and email newsletter around the Peanuts books that were available, making a little money off of the referral fees that Amazon would send me, I thought that would be where it would end. Now, almost 20 years later, I've written 3 books about Peanuts, I've written Peanuts comic books, I've worked on Peanuts projects for other publishers, I've published books of Schultz's non-Peanuts work, and so on. Now let me be clear, this is far from being my whole career. It varies from year to year, but unless I'm doing a new book, it's a small part of my income. At the moment, I'm making far more money from my non-Peanuts publishing efforts, most notably my work with the Negro Motorist Green Book. The other day, someone took me to task for not having mentioned that on the blog or in the podcast. I tend to shy away from mentioning my projects that are not at least reasonably Peanuts adjacent. You know, to the OG audience, I reckon it's not what you're here for. But given his critique, maybe I was wrong, so I'll explain that one item here. As I've mentioned before, I have a small publishing company called About Comics. I just turned 20 years old. Mostly, I publish comics and comics-related stuff, whether it be collections of some of Schultz's non-Peanuts work or reprinting books of 1950s Nun cartoons. That's my obsession for this year. Or publishing blank comic book-sized pamphlets for people to draw on. But I've also published other stuff, a few novels or reprints of the Prohibition-era humor magazine Captain Billy's Whiz Bang. So a couple years back, I got interested in something called the Negro Motorist Green Book, an annual publication which started in the mid-1930s and ran for about 30 years. And this was back in the era where segregation was not only legal, it was in some parts of the country mandatory in various ways. Now, if you were a white person traveling around, just about any hotel, motel, or restaurant would take your business. But if you happened to be black, things were not that easy. Trips were tough. So for the most part, what this book is a state-by-state list of hotels and restaurants that were willing to take black customers. And these were, as I said, annual things. People would use them and throw them away when the next year's book came out. And so now they're rare. But now people see them as a way of looking at the whole segregation era in America. Articles are written about the Green Book. Podcasts are done about them. There's even a movie coming out next month called Green Book, about a black musician traveling the South, relying on the Green Book to make it possible. Anyway, long story short, I found this all very interesting, and I wanted to hold one in my hands, and since none were available, I arranged to reprint it instead. Now, everyone can hold the Negro Motorist Green Book, later called the Negro Traveler's Green Book, in their hands, at least in a facsimile edition. I've reprinted editions from 6 years. You can find them on Amazon. But that's part of what I do even with Schultz. I find things from the past that the public should have access to but doesn't. That's why I was glad to publish Schultz's Youth with Schultz's teenager cartoons, all of which had been out of print for a fair while and some of which had never been in a book at all. It's why I'm glad I've published the complete run of It's Only a Game, Schultz's other newspaper features. That one's still available, and almost none of that had ever been in a book at all. Or working on Complete Peanuts 26, I was glad to be digging up obscure but worthwhile bits of Charles Schultz Peanuts that hadn't seen print in half a century, taking forgotten items and reintroducing them to the world. I thought it was worthwhile material that deserved to be seen. But I got into a little funk the other day, read some reader reviews of Complete Peanuts 26 that reacted like it was just filler material. To me, it was unseen stuff, and some of it was quite amusing. But to those readers, it was just a last gasp of trying to get money out of the Complete Peanuts buyers. Somehow, the strips that Schultz had done for a photography book were just not as vital as the ones he'd done for papers. And I tried to remind myself that my digging up old stuff like that has value, that it puts more of the work of one of America's great artists back into circulation. I should have remembered that I'd seen things like my revival of some old obscure Peanuts Christmas stories get turned into not just positive reviews, but into further reuse of the tales, like the Make Your Own a Charlie Brown Christmas Stocking book fabric sheets that a manufacturer put out, presumably after seeing the story revived in a project I helmed. But I didn't think of that. What pulled me out of my funk? Dolores. Dolores, the Latina Peanuts character, the one that I mentioned earlier. I was responding to a student who wanted some information about Franklin, and I was mentioning Dolores as another example of diversifying the Peanuts universe. And I suddenly realized that there was one resource I hadn't consulted about the film strip series, and while I was trying to reach that resource, I did a search, and a page of a Peanuts-themed wiki showed up. A page about Dolores. Now, the page was solely sourced to my blog writing about Dolores, which was no surprise. I haven't run into anyone else researching the film strip series. I won't say stole, let's say reused my screenshots from the film strip. But there is one fact on this wiki page that I did not have, that I did not know. See, the page echoed what I had said, that the character had never appeared in the strip, in the TV specials, in the movies, or anywhere until 2 months ago. 2 months ago, back in August, Dolores was added as a character in the gaming app Snoopy's Town Tales. I verified that. She's there for some sort of safari challenge. She manages a pet safari. They've made one change from her original source material. In the game, Dolores says that she comes from South America, but in the film strips, it's established that she had recently moved to Charlie Brown's neighborhood from Mexico City, which is, of course, in North America. But who knows where she had moved there from? Maybe it's continuity expansion, not continuity error. But here's the thing, my dear Og blogger heads. I gotta assume that the reason that they knew Dolores existed, well, it's because of me. Because no one else was mentioning her. I can't find a peep that anyone had made about her from the year that the film strip came out until I started blogging about her back in 2000. I can't find a peep that anyone had made about her from the year that the film strips came out until I started blogging about her back in 2000? Yeah, April 17th, 2000. It wasn't even a blog the first time that I mentioned her. The Og blog was still just the og.com email newsletter. And I wouldn't mention her again for 11 years. So maybe whoever suggested including Dolores in the game reads the blog, or they listen to the podcast, or maybe they picked it up from the Peanuts Wikia site, which picked it up from me. But probably, not definitely, but probably, Dolores would have remained buried had I not dug her up. And it may be that no one else would care, but because my involvement in Peanuts is both my hobby and part of my job, I get a satisfaction from knowing, or at least assuming, that I rescued Dolores from obscurity. And that is one of the real advantages of turning your hobby into a career, because it means you get to do things that you care about. So if you can, give turning your hobby into a job a try. That's the advice from the Og Blog Career Education Program. Well, enough of that. You're probably saying, I'm hearing too much about Nat's life, and you're right, but I promise you I have at least a couple interviews lined up for the podcast over the next couple months, interesting ones, and I will try to get some more, so there won't just be my voice prattling on here. And I'm always open to new ideas for topics or interview subjects. You can send your ideas on that or anything else to questions@aug.com. That's AAUGH.com. Be sure to stop by the blog at blog.aug.com. And until next time, may your neighbors give you only the good rocks. May not all your career advice come from little kids. And may all your griefs be good ones.